Would you be turning to Acts chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. After tonight, this meeting will be history. I'm appreciative to this congregation as a whole, to your mighty elders, fine evangelists, for inviting me out to be a part of this gospel meeting. Hard to believe that it's coming to a close after tonight. I'm used to preaching 14 nights in a row, so you can see this is kind of short for me. I'm used to going from Sunday through Sunday through Saturday night. But I'm grateful that we're here tonight, and last night we had one to obey the gospel, and we are grateful to God for that. Certainly appreciate the good Florida hospitality from all of you. Thank you for having me. In Acts chapter 2, verse 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noise abroad, the multitude came together and was confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all of these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, in Pontia, in Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, in Egypt, and in parts of Libya, and Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabian, we do hear them speak in our own tongue the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking, saying, these men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken unto my words, for these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see vision, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaids I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, before that great and noble day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know. Him being determined by the determined counsel and the foreknowledge of God, ye have taken by wicked hands and crucified and slain, whom God has raised up, have loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held of it. For David spake concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the way of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us until this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he will raise up Christ to sit on his throne. Seeing this, therefore spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which we now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he said himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foe thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. At the beginning was Peter, was the Apostle Peter, right or wrong about remission of sin? I want you to think for a moment. Why you say at the beginning, lick your fingers and go to Acts chapter 11 and verse 15. Then you'll know what I mean when I say at the beginning. Look at it. Peter said, after they had him on the carpet at Jerusalem for fraternizing with the Gentiles, and he expounded unto them. And Peter says, and as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. Well, what do you mean beginning? What beginning? There have been two creations. There was a physical creation at the beginning, when God created the cosmos, the world. Then he made Adam and Eve. That was a physical creation. But there's a spiritual creation that started on the first Pentecost after the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. And that is the beginning of the new dispensation. And brethren, ladies and gentlemen, this is the last dispensation. It's not going to be another. And it had to have a beginning. When was it begin? Acts chapter 2. That's why I took the time and read it. Because that was the beginning of the new creation. And you know what happened on the first Pentecost after the resurrection of Christ, after Peter had preached? Watch it. King Jesus was already on his throne. And the first thing that King Jesus did when he was king was pardon 3,000 souls. Amen. First thing he did, pardon 3,000 souls. Now, Peter told those folk what to do to be saved. Come down 2,000, what month is this? January, February, March 18th. Right? 2008 in Oceanside Church of Christ in Florida. People are saying something different than what Peter said 2,000 years ago. Now, was Peter right or wrong? Now, if Peter was right, these folk are going to have to do some changing. If Peter was right and the Bible is right, look at the individuals who are lost in sin right now. And you may be here tonight and someone told you to do something to have remission of sin other than what Peter said. Oh, I wish I had about 15 more days of preaching. I really do, right here. See, you got the nice facility and the folks are here. I wish I had that time. You think I'm doing some preaching now. I'm just getting started. The second week is when I pour it on. And the third week is when we let it all hang out. Are you listening? Now, let's look at this outline of Acts chapter 2. Point number one, we had the special Pentecost. Pentecost means 50. 47 Sabbath. And after the Sabbath, seven Sabbaths, Pentecost always came on the first day of the week. The church of God, Christ got started, listen to me, on earth as we know it today. It was on the first day of the week. Amen. Our Lord was resurrected from the dead on the first day of the week. Right? The word Pentecost had to do with the great harvest. And this couldn't been any better because this was a great harvest of souls. 3,000 people obeyed the gospel. And I hear individuals say, well, how long would it take you to baptize 3,000 folk? Well, it wouldn't take you a long, it wouldn't take you all day. Somebody said it wasn't even any Baptists in Jerusalem. I got news for you. I wish I had time to deal with that. Had a day, amen, somebody had Baptists all over. You get 12 apostles baptizing. It was some baptizing going on, what? That good? I hope we have somebody here tonight who would like to be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. Well, then we had supernatural powers, Acts chapter 2, 1 through 13. Then we had scripture preaching, Acts 2, verse 14 through 21. Then we had the Savior proclaim. Peter proclaimed the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. For the first time, amen, somebody. Then we have sinful people. That's where we're going to start tonight. The sinful people.
right? And then we're going to see the saved people. And then we're going to see the suitable program. Is that all right?
Amen.
Now, the people, let's look at verse 47. After he got to preaching there, Brother Horn, after he got to preaching, watch it. Now, when they heard this, the people, point number one here, the people, the audience. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. What heart? Not this. Not this heart. This heart. Jesus said, if a man thinking in his heart so easy, do you think with this or this? Now, come on. Do you think with Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So what does it mean to have a pure heart? A pure heart is an enlightened heart. It's an understanding heart. Ephesians 1:18. See? So heart to be converted is this one. Now, you young ladies, if the young man tell you, I love you with all my heart, you don't have verses of love, honey. Because if he love you with this, that's the wrong heart. He needs to love you with this heart. Is that good? Well, with the heart, man, believe it, this heart. They were pricked in the heart. Peter preached gospel sermon to these folks, and they were cut to the heart. That's the way I like to preach. Got to preach the heart. I've got to stop you. I said we got some new folks in the audience here. I don't want you to think that I'm a mean guy. But you need to know the truth. Nobody goes to heaven without knowing and obeying the truth.
Amen.
And it started off here about 2,000 years ago. They said, many, watch it. And when they heard this, it was pricked in the heart. And said unto Peter and the other apostles, why did this audience ask the apostles? Why? Because Jesus had told the apostles in John, watch, that they will be guided into all truth. Jesus said in John 16:13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, and he shall not speak of himself, but he shall show you things to come. And there's enough he to know that the Holy Spirit is a person.
Amen.
He's a he, not a it. So they were guided into all truth. Who was speaking in tongues? It was the apostles, not the 120. So they asked them, men and brethren, what shall we do? Watch it. Here's the question. Men and brethren, what shall we do? Give me an individual say, ain't nothing you can do to be saved. Why did they ask that question? They asked the question. Men and brethren, what shall we do? Look at the precept. What do you mean precept? The law. The law, watch it. They asked the question. The audience asked the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? They asked the question. The apostle Peter answered it. Now, we want to know if Peter's right or wrong. Now, I want you, if you're here tonight, I want you to stand up in this hall and raise your hand. You won't embarrass me. And tell me, was Peter right or wrong? Okay? Here's the answer. Repent. What do you mean repent? Repent comes from an original Greek word, which means another way of thinking. It had to do with the heart. Repent. Repent of what? Sins. Because he just pricked him in the heart. He said, you took by lawless hand, and you crucified and slain the Son of God. So they had to repent, repent of sin. If you want to be saved, you've got to repent of your sin. I know that you go to churches. What do they tell you
All you got to do is believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's all you have to do. Haven't you heard it? Haven't you heard Billy Graham, Jerry Falwell, and all those birds, Cliff Road Dollar, T.D. Jakes, all of them teach that false doctrine? Have you jumping and shouting and not even saying, can you imagine a man jumping and shouting and lost? Here's the answer. Repent and be baptized, every one of you. That's the answer. That's either right or wrong. In the name of Jesus Christ, that's the authority. For the remission of sins, absolution. We can stop. My last night anyway. Somebody need to get up. Tell me, is it right or wrong? I know you've been sitting at the morning bench. Get up and give a testimony. You start crying, raise your hand up. I'm saying, crying. I don't see none of that happen at the beginning. I'm going to give up Christian experience. Wait a minute. Peter told the people what to do. Was he right or wrong? Well, why is it that millions of people in America are told something different? I asked this on television at home to my Baptist neighbors and my Methodists and Pentecostals and all of them. If I say what Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, am I telling them wrong? See, repentance, Jesus said in Luke 24 that repentance and remission of sin should be preached among all nations beginning at Jerusalem. And the church of our Lord got started in Jerusalem. Where your church get started? Some of you wasn't here last night. Wait a minute. Where's my Bible? I know your comment's pretty bad, isn't it? Isn't it pretty bad? Yep. You're not making very much money, and money's not any good anymore like it used to be. You have to carry a lot of $100 bills around here just to go out and eat. Now, find your church in this book. You mean tell me you couldn't write a 10-page term paper on your church from this book? Am I here by myself? I said that last night. Show me your church and your doctrine in this Bible, and you'll be a millionaire. You'll be a millionaire. Not but one church and one doctrine in this Bible. Now you mean tell me you're in a church putting money in it and it's not in the Bible? Can you imagine you putting money in some stocks and bonds and the Better Bureau's never heard about them? Here's the Better Business Bureau here. But check it out. Well, I couldn't get any response. Was it right or wrong? And a precept. Now, watch this. Have you heard this? Repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Would you come in my heart? Save me. Then they get up, sign a piece of paper, say I'm saved. Can you imagine them doing that on the day of Pentecost? Well, why does intelligent American people do that foolishness? And we think everybody just gets up with a Bible on their arm that they're a good, sound preacher. They're false prophets. Telling people all this foolishness. I need to really kind of take it easy. Victor, because these people say, you know, I thought he was crazy. Monday to Tuesday, and he lost his mind tonight. Somebody need to tell you. The way you get remission of sins, you got to hear
and believe the gospel. That's what these people heard. They heard about the death of Christ, the burial of Christ, and the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. That's what they heard. You've got to hear the same thing and believe it. You cannot do it easy, Brother Santa. John, slow down. You cannot be saved in a church that's not in the Bible. Don't believe if you don't get anything else. You cannot be saved in a church that's not in the Bible.
Amen.
Now, it isn't but one church in which a man can be saved in this book. Now, there's a church in the wilderness, but it's talking about the Jews. But the New Testament church, the Church of Christ, is the only church a man can be saved in. And the only way you can get in it is by hearing and believing the gospel. And apparently these people believed it because they were pricked in their heart. And they cried out, men and brethren, what shall we do? Not what we shall get. You know, people trying to get religion. I want to get saved. I want to get religion. I want to get an experience. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sin. Well, they say, well, baptism is not for the remission of sin. All right. Say that you're right. What are you going to do? Repentance. See that "and" there? That "and." That "and" mess you up. See, the Baptists say the reason you're baptized for means because of. Well, what about the repentance? Do you repent because you've already been forgiven?
Nope.
What I do, let me pull one of Brother Keeble's old tricks. They use the word here, for, mean because of. Lick your finger and go to Acts 22:16. That good? Acts 22:16. I got to work here a while. He spoke, you need to know that before I leave Memphis here. Acts 22:16. You remember, is that all right? Acts 22:16. The apostle Paul, Saul of Tarsus, was told by Ananias. He said, now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins. Call on the name of the Lord. That's what it said.
Amen.
Where is the fall? Where is the fall? It's not a fall there. Now you said fall here. Well, there's no fall in Acts 22:16. I don't know why people hate baptism. That's the precept of the scripture. Can I tell you something? That's not going to change. Because Jesus told the apostle, whatever you bind in heaven, already bound on earth. Whatever you loose in heaven, already loose. They had the authority from God and the power through the Holy Spirit to preach this gospel. And brethren, this is for us today to the end of time.
Amen.
Not going to change. If you're here tonight and you never been baptized for the remission of sin, you're not saved. Somebody said, oh, I was baptized for the remission of sin. Well, let me ask this question. What church did you become a member of? Well, I was baptized for the remission of sin, and I was added to the Baptist church. No such thing. Nope. Everybody in the Bible that was baptized for the remission of sin, they ended up in the same church. Same church. Peter, Paul, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, you know, all of them was in the same church. Why? He wasn't the one. Can you imagine Adam at the beginning? God put him to sleep, took a rib from his side, and made his wife. Then Adam don't tell God, run another one by me. It's number one. See, we in America, we love to have our way. So we
running. I'll just go down through the yellow pages to look for my church. That won't work. When you go to the yellow pages looking for your church, the devil loves you. See, because you're saying run another Bible. No, it's not but one in Scripture. No, that right? Which one is it? It's the Church of Christ. Well, I don't like that. Well, maybe Adam didn't like the woman. I don't know how she looked. But I know one thing, he didn't have a choice. I don't know how she looked, but I don't know. I don't see tall, skinny, fat. I don't know. It doesn't make any difference. He did not have a choice if he wanted a wife. And if you want to be saved, you don't have a choice of what church to be a member of. God don't give you that choice. You don't have a one choice. Oh, that's good, isn't it? And you know what? Adam started this thing off. Matthew 5, Genesis 5, 2 there. And God called their name Adam. And watch this. See, the church of Christ is the bride of Christ. And people with common sense. Now, I don't, maybe folk down here in Florida don't have common sense. But I think you do. Did you marry your wife? If your name is S-U, and you say this is my wife, I'm not gonna call her Sister Horn. Why? Because if she's married to you, she wears your name. We're married to Christ, we wear his name. Amen. Now, isn't that just common sense, isn't it? I mean, it doesn't take a first grade to figure that out. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that out. When you're married to Christ, you wear his name. We don't call ourselves Baptist or Methodist or Pentecostal or Catholic. Why? Because that's not Christ's name. Well, I don't know, Victor. I know you've been good for me. You've been taking care of me. But I like Horn better than Esky. No. I like Horn. Because he just look a little better than you. No, can't do that. Is that good? Now, they heard the same commands. The same commands. They didn't have a different command. Now, I wish we had some Baptist preachers here. Our Methodist, a Pentecostal Catholic priest. Why is it that Peter said this, but you're saying something different? I'll tell you why. Because apparently that's fraudulent stuff. And brethren, ladies and gentlemen, if you're here tonight and you haven't obeyed the gospel, you may not want to be a member of the Church of Christ. I'll tell you one thing. You better not be a member of another. Same Christ's blood. His blood purchased the church that all of us are members of. I'm a member of the same church that the Apostle Paul was a member of. I heard a guy tell me one time, he said, Paul was a member of the First Baptist Church at Antioch. I said, that's false doctrine. First Baptist Church at Antioch? No way. Paul was a member of the Roman Catholic Church at Antioch. No such thing. I know Catholic means worldwide, but a Roman Catholic? No way, Jose. No way. Paul was a member of the Church of Christ. He wrote in, and Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14:37, Paul said, if any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. Now Paul said the things that he wrote, the commandments of the Lord. Romans 16:16, Paul said, salute ye one another with a holy kiss. The church of the Christ salute you. Now, how you get baptized out of there? Tell me. Or you just picking on, I'm not picking on the Baptist, or the Methodist, or Pentecostal, or the Church of England. No. And if you're a member of the Church of England, you're a member of a church that started as a result. A man want to have sex with another man. Why? Oh, Henry A. Yeah. Hey, that's right. He wasn't no good. And you following me. Going to hell too. in a church not in the Bible, you can't be saved in it. You can be saved out of it. I got to do it nice and easy, but I got to tell you. Now, come on, smile now. Some of you look at me and say, you know what? This guy's too. No, I'm being myself. The ability that I have to preach, God gave it to me. But I got to be nice to you. I'm not going to argue with you, but the mourner's bench and all these churches that you got in your heart, that stuff, I'm taking the sword of the Spirit and I'm cutting it out of you. But since I'm doing surgery, I got to be real easy. I don't want to kill you. I'm doing surgery. I want to take it easy with you. I know that this stuff hurts, especially when you never heard this before. But I'll tell you one thing after tonight, you will never be the same. You will never be the same after tonight. Because I'm giving you some teaching to your heart that you need. See, Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. He's not talking about chastity. What he's talking about is an understanding heart. When you have an understanding heart where you can really see the truth, you can be saved. Blessed are the pure in heart, they shall see God. You can understand how God works, but you cannot understand how God works with all this garbage in your heart, all these different conflicting churches, and you can't see God for that. Because you think Jesus built all this confusion. In a church not in the Bible, you better not die in. Somebody said, one church is good as another. Well, one time years ago, my aunt came up to Memphis, and we was talking, speaking the Bible, and she said, one church is good as another. All to the bus station. One station is good as another. One church is good as another. So when I got to the Greyhound bus station, I knew she was going to Mississippi. And there was a bus over there that said Chicago. I took her over there. I said, here, you get on this bus. She said, no. You know what you told me. You said one church is good as another. Well, why ain't one bus good as another? Come on. I said, let her know. I can't get on there. Well, why? I said, well, why is it that you don't want to get on that bus? She said, because it's not on my ticket. She was right. And I said, well, why would you go in a church? It ain't in the Bible. I stopped. From that day, she never did obey the gospel, but she was wounded. She was hurt till she died. She admitted before that she didn't obey the gospel. She said, I know the Church of Christ is the only church to be saved in, but because of the denomination influence, she never would move. And I'm telling you, you know the Church of Christ is the only church you can be saved in. It's the only one that's in Christ. That's the only one Peter did. When they were added to the church, they were added to the Church of Christ. They weren't added to no Baptist. Why? They hadn't established. Wasn't established. The Baptist church started in Amsterdam, Harlem, in 1607. The Methodist church was started in Oxford, England, by John and Charles Wesley. See? And the Lutheran church was started by Martin Luther, I think, around Germany. The Roman Catholic church got its beginning in 606 with the first universal bishop, somewhere along the Papa, the Pope, the Vicar, a Vicar, whatever they call it. He's false. And then you're watching it come on to America, the American Baptist, Southern Baptist, Northern Baptist, First Baptist, Second Baptist. None of that's in the Bible. And then the Christian church. The Christian church is not the Church of Christ. You better listen to that. We got a lot of things similar. Well, the Christian church and Church of Christ, it ain't no different. It got a lot of things similar. You can't holler at that. Wait a minute. Watch a minute. A bull and a cow got a lot of things similar. They got a tail, got two eyes, got hair, got feet. Could you tell the difference between a bull and a cow? I mean, a mule and a cow? Sure you can. And when you know the truth, watch it. You know you can tell the difference between the denomination and the true church. Amen. But you can't do it without scripture. Amen. I remember Johnny Robson, a friend of mine, was in the one of the Marshall Islands, and one of his kids were born over there. And he talked about horses in Texas. And the boy had never heard or saw a horse in his life. So when he got to Texas, he's a pretty good sized boy. He looked out there and saw all the cows. He said, Daddy, look at those horses out there. Well, he didn't know the difference. And see, you see all these different churches. You see all these are churches of Christ. No. A lot of stuff look alike. Look.
just alike, but it's not. See? Is that all right? Well, let's go a little further here now. How do you get into church? You hear and believe the gospel. You got to repent of your sins. What do you mean? I was in the Roman church. I had come out of it. It hurt me, Brother Horn. It hurt me so bad to change my mind to come out of the Catholic church. See, I thought I was somebody. A black boy in an Italian church serving wine for the bishop. I thought I was somebody. And as Brother Key was saying, right, the black man ain't going to never make a good Catholic because he ain't going to confess everything no how. Is that all right? He ain't going to tell everything anyway. Is that good? Tell you, amen. But you don't have to confess your sin to no man. Get into confession of that. How do you know? Get into confession and say, bless me, Father, in his confession, I have sinned. It's been 6 months since my last confession. Well, what did you do? Had to tell him everything. Then he get in, I resolve you your sins and all that. I said, look at that. And I fell for that foolishness. And I get on TV and I do it like I said. And I said, you priests are fraudulent. I don't need you to confess my sins to you. Who are you? You're Satan's children. King Jesus is my high priest. And I'm a priest. I can pray for myself. I don't need to go to a confessional to pray to a priest. I am a priest. And if you're a member of the Church of Christ, you're a priest. Who made you? Jesus Christ, our high priest. All right? I thought you was a preacher. I am a preacher. Are you a reverend? No, I'm not a reverend. Where you get that from? The word reverend is used one time in the King James Version. Psalm 111, verse 9. He, God, sent redemption unto his people. He has commanded his covenant ever, holy and reverent in his name. And when you see these individuals calling themselves Rev, they'll get you caught out. I'm Reverend so-and-so. Well, you know who he is. Who are you? My name is John Shannon. I'm a member of the body of Christ. I am not a Church of Christ preacher. I'm a gospel preacher. I don't preach Church of Christ doctrine. I preach the gospel. Amen. I'm going to hear it. I'm not a Church of Christ preacher. I'm a gospel preacher. Are you Church of Christ, Brother Shannon? No, I'm a Christian in the Church of Christ. Stop falling into that trap of denominationalism. No, I'm not Church of Christ. I'm a Christian. Member of the Church of Christ. Amen. Amen. You ain't no Church of Christ preacher? No, I'm not a Church of Christ preacher. I'm a gospel preacher. Church of Christ preachers preach Church of Christ doctrine. And that's why we got so much foolishness in the Church of Christ today. Church of Christ doctrine. I don't preach believing in no Church of Christ doctrine. I believe in the doctrine of Christ. Amen. Doctrine of Christ makes Christians only in the one body. And they're all Christians. What are they? They're Christians. And the preacher is not the pastor. Pastor, bishop, elders, overseer. It has to be two or more in a congregation. Evangelist and a preacher. Amen. And I am not the minister where I preach. Why? The minister signifies you're the only one. I am one of the ministers, but all people at the church where I am are ministers. What do you mean? Women minister? Yeah. What? The word minister means servant. I'm an evangelist. We all should be ministers. We ought to have a ministering church. What do you mean? Everybody's working. With his elders, amen, as overseers, preachers to preach the gospel, deacons, special servants, and members working. See, you don't find that in denomination. It's because they got the pastor of the big church, and they really messed the thing up. Got a woman pastor. That's sure enough messed up then. A woman pastor, they playing church. Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 5, verse, watch it. If a man desires the office of a bishop, he desires the office of a good work. Bishop, work, bishop, elders, pastor, work, righteous. Must be blameless. Must be the husband of one wife. How in the world a woman going to be the husband of one wife? I know they're trying to mess this thing up, man. Is that all right, Victor? Oh, where did my time go? I got to go on.
Well, then you confess Christ as the Son of God and you're baptized. When you're baptized, like Peter said, the Lord will add you to the church, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Acts chapter 5 and verse number 14, the Bible says that the believers were added to the Lord. When you add it to the Lord, you add it to the church, same thing. Amen. Why? Because the church of Christ is in Christ, Romans 12, 4 and 5. Now, are you right? Yes, I believe it's right. Now watch this here. And you, now watch the promise. We looked at the people. We looked at the precepts. And we looked at the promise. They asked the question, what shall we do? Peter gave him the answer. What did he use? Did he use his own precept? No, precept come from God. That's what you have to do, tell people to be saved. You don't tell them what you want to tell them. You got to tell them what the Bible says.
Amen.
Promise. And he shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The gift, watch it, for the promise is unto you. That's a guarantee. You got a guarantee. You'll be saved if you want it. All right? And unto your children, and all them will fall. The generation.
Oh boy. The generation. Every generation. Watch it. Got it right.
Even as many our Lord God shall call. How does God call? Some little quiet voice in the night said, come to me.
Nope. He called by the gospel.
Same thing that Peter preached.
Watch it. He called them through the gospel. God called me to be a Christian through the gospel. God called me to be a gospel preacher through the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
So he told them a promise. Watch it. Now he pleads with them. And with many other words did he testify and exhort. So he exhorts them. Then he tells them, exercise your right, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. What? How can you save yourself? By obeying the gospel. You got your keys.
Here you are. You're feeling bad. Look like you're having a heart attack and you think you'd make it. And the doctor said, you've not killed again. I can't get an ambulance out of town. The doctor said, get in your car and come on down and save yourself. What do you mean? He got to put the key in the car. Put the car and drive himself to the hospital, emergency room. He's saving himself, right? Is that right? You be, just in case you missed that, here you are out in the ocean out here. We went out there today and you're drowning. And you ask God to save you. And he sent a boat by, and a guy says, grab the life jacket there. And you don't grab, what's going to happen to you? Then when you die, you're drowning. He'll say, God, I asked you to save me. He said, I sent a ship by there, and a man drew out there, and you wouldn't grab it. A lot of individuals praying to God to save them. He sent the gospel. All you got to do is obey it, and he'll save you. He's not going to save you otherwise. Is that all right? I know you understand that. So he says, save yourself from this untoward generation. Well, how are you going to do it? Faith, repentance, confession, and baptism into Christ. Now watch this one. He pleading. Now we have a pardon. Watch this. Watch these people be saved.
The receivers. Then they that madly. That's what it says, madly. Madly.
No.
They that gladly received his words were baptized.
Oh.
So these people apparently, Brother Horn didn't get mad at Peter when he told them to repent and be baptized. It says they gladly received the word. Are you here tonight? Were you glad to receive the word? If you glad to receive the word, you know what you do?
you'll do just like the young boy did last night. You come down the aisle and take your confession and we'll baptize you in Christ. Now, well, preacher, I'm just scared. What are you scared of? I'm scared of the water. You sure he's not going to drown me? I never saw anybody get drowned in a baptistry. Well, what are these people going to say about me? What are they going to say if you don't obey the gospel? By the way, they're talking about you anyway. So don't worry about that. You want to be saved. Don't you want to have remission of sin? Yes, preacher. Well, you got to do the same thing that they did. And it says, they are glad to see the words were baptized. Look at that. And the same day, they were added unto them 3,000 souls. They were redeemed. If you're here tonight, you got to do the same thing.
Amen.
Well, what church am I going to become a member of? You're going to become a member of the same church that these 3,000 people were added to. Well, which one is that? The Church of Christ. Why you say Church of Christ? There was only one back there, and that's the only one in the Bible today. You mean Tim? Make no difference. You may not want to do it, but you got to do it. Well, I know some people in the Church of Christ, they don't live right. I know you got some in the Church of Christ. They gamble. They smoke cigarettes. They even smoke the pipe. They mess with crack cocaine. Some of them sell drugs. They run around on the wives. They run around the husband. They curse. They drink whiskey. They drink beer. They do a lot of them do that. But can you remember this man I was telling you about that was out there drowning? And he wanted to be saved on a cruise. They do all kind of stuff on the cruise. He looked up and said, I don't want to get on there because I see him drinking on there. No, I don't think he's that silly. You know what he did? If he got good sense, throw the life right out, I'll grab it. When I get on the cruise, I'm going to be saved, but I'm not going to drink. When you obey the gospel, you're going to find all kinds of stuff in the Church of Christ. But you can't let that stop you. Now, you won't say that about your job. You go to your job every day of the week and even retire on it. And you got some pretty bad folks there. Well, I'm not going to retire from the Navy because these guys drink too much. Oh, yeah? But you know what? The only way you can be saved is in the church. And the only way you ever get in it, hear the gospel, believe it, repent of your sins, confess Christ, and when you're baptized, the Lord adds you to the church. That's it. There's nothing else. Well, I could say a whole lot more. Why don't you say any more? I'm waiting on you to do that. And I'm pleading with you. It may be your first time. See, these 3,000 people that obey the gospel, that's the first time they ever heard that. Somebody said, well, you know, people just don't obey the gospel the first time they hear. This is the first time they heard it. And 3,000 of them have obeyed the gospel. If you're here tonight, I didn't talk long enough. Come on up, song leader. Why not tonight? Oh, I know you've been proper to talk. Are you here tonight? Would you come? Listen, this is how simple it is. You know you're in your sin. You know you're in the church, not in the Bible. You know that. You know you're not saved. You know you're not born again. And you want to get rid of your sin. Somebody told you all you need to do is pray the sinner's prayer. Did Peter tell him to pray a sinner's prayer? He said, repent and be baptized, everyone in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. When you do that, the Lord will take his blood and wash you of all your sins. You'll be added to the blood-bought church of Christ. Get in that church, walk right, worship right, watch it, and work right. You got it? You're going to heaven. Now, preacher, I just think it's another way.
Well, if you think it's another way, where are you getting your information from? Where are you getting your information? If we use the same Bible, it's not but one way. And I wish I could do it for you. I'm being real easy tonight. I think it's somebody here that ought to walk out and obey the gospel. If I could do it for you, I would, but I can't do it for you. Peter told these people, save yourself from this untoward generation. Do you have the willpower to get up and say, you know, I'm going to do this tonight? Do you have the power? Would you just get up and say, I'm going to do it tonight? This may be your last chance. Y'all remember 9-1-1? You remember 9/11? You know those people? They didn't know that that was going to be their last day in the Twin Towers. You don't know. The same thing could happen right here. You trying to scare us? No, I'm talking about a reality check. If you're in your sins, you don't need to leave here tonight in your sins. Jesus said, go preach the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And the Lord will add you to the church. Now, all things are ready. You ready to do it? Would you do it right now together? We stand and sing.